Several thousand protesters stormed the regional administration building in Luhansk Tuesday after a group of youths broke windows with metal bars and let the crowd in. The rebels replaced the Ukrainian flag with a Russian one while riot police stood by. In the capital Kiev, acting President Alexander Turchinov lashed out at the country's law enforcement for failing to act.
The overwhelming majority of law enforcement bodies in the East are incapable of fulfilling their duties to defend our citizens. New heads of the Security Service of Ukraine have already been appointed in Donetsk and Luhansk. The leadership of the Special Forces Alpha has been totally replaced.
Ukraine and its allies have accused Russia of fueling the crisis in eastern Ukraine to clear the way for another incursion into the region after annexing the Crimean Peninsula. NATO member nations bordering Russia have asked the alliance for additional protection. Deputy Supreme Allied Commander in Europe Adrian Bradshaw visited Latvia Tuesday to discuss measures to strengthen NATO's presence in the Baltic region.
Our judgment is that the actions that we've taken at the moment are proportionate and appropriate to the changed security dynamic that we face. It gives a very clear indication of NATO commitment to the region, but the things we're doing could not be considered to be threatening to anybody outside the region.
NATO already has increased its air policing and naval presence in the Baltics. Last week, 450 U.S. paratroopers were deployed in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, and another 150 in Poland. NATO military exercises are taking place across the region. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday said NATO is sending a clear message to Moscow that its territory is inviolable. He also called on NATO members to meet their financial obligations.
We cannot continue to allow Allied defense budgets to shrink. Clearly, not all allies are going to meet the NATO benchmark of 2% of GDP overnight or even next year. But it's time for allies who are below that level to make credible commitments to increase their spending on defense over the next 5 years. And if we're going to move the trend line in a positive direction, this has to be an alliance-wide effort.
Russia has accused the West of stirring unrest in the region. But some Eastern Europeans, who still recall Russian invasions, say they feel safer with an increased NATO presence. Lithuanian student Ernestas Tuzinas says he wants even more.
These are only the first steps. NATO should set up a permanent military base in Lithuania.
The Baltic states spent five decades under Soviet occupation until 1991 and joined NATO in 2004. Poland joined in 1999 and was among the first Eastern European NATO members. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.